Before we get into all the top news stories here on News AF, I want to take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at LaCroix. LaCroix sparkling water is the healthy for you and naturally delicious effervescent beverage. Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix's 24 flavors include the newly introduced key lime and are confirmed to be derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. Confirmed as natural, families continue to value the wholesomeness of LaCroix. Make the switch to LaCroix sparkling water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's the number one sparkling brand in the U.S. Share LaCroix with a friend with distinctive packaging, robust aroma, and natural essence makes LaCroix the innocent alternative for health-conscious consumers. No calories, no sweeteners, no sodium. It's innocent with 14 LaCroix sparkling flavors. The newest is key lime. They've got tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach, pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, cran, raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. That's the unflavored LaCroix. And then they've got six LaCroix karate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, and cantaloupe pink grapefruit. LaCroix karate has a bolder flavor but the same innocent nutritionals. LaCroix sparkling water and LaCroix karate sparkling water is gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO and environmentally friendly. LaCroix sparkling water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are also available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social, LaCroix Water, or at LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of February 19th, 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yeah, that is right.
What a tease, Rob.
Sorry that I had some problems here in my studio yesterday where my good mixer stopped working. I've got an old mixer on top of a new mixer. It's a real like a podcast.
Never mix mixers.
I feel like that's too much mixing.
Never cross the mixers. Here we are with a man who never gets crossed up, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Doing great. Got this new sweater on, feeling nice and cozy.
Nice.
Yeah, what's played some pickleball. The hat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it online and it had like a cool logo on it, so I bought it. Yeah. Okay. And it matches. Everything I buy matches.
Okay. All right. And of course, here with us, a man who is always matching as well, Mr. Danny Bryson.
I try. I don't actually dress myself. My wife buys all my clothes and some days tells me what to wear. It makes life so much easier.
But when she buys your clothes.
Okay.
Let's go over this. Do you like everything she buys or you don't care?
I don't care.
And you just look, wear everything.
I've said it before. She's got to be seen with me. All right. So if she makes me look
but you've
like
also got to be seen by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
with
care.
Yourself. So if it she bought you bedazzled matter. Jeans, you'd be like.
I'd be like, if you're telling me this is what you want me to wear and you want to be seen with me wearing this, then okay, they're on. Ed Hardy, head to toes.
Okay, I am actually going to talk to Liz and send you guys some clothing.
Are they still good doing luck. Ed Hardy stuff?
Danny would know, probably. Danny, you still wearing Ed Hardy?
I'll ask Liz. But I can't wait to just get the boots, the Fry boots, the Ed Hardy pants, mm-hmm. the shirt.
True religion.
And then, bedazzled hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Von so Dutch good. Hat.
Yes. Yeah, that's the hat I want.
Yeah, you're going to be looking cool.
With my dimple beard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is the new thing.
Yeah, what happened to that stuff?
People figured out it looks super stupid.
You don't want to walk around looking like a disco ball.
No.
People always dancing around you.
Yeah, there's a stand-up comedian on Netflix. I forget which one because I watch a lot of comedy specials. Mm-hmm. And she said... she said the bedazzled jean pockets in the back. She's like, there's only two types of people that wear that. If I see you wearing bedazzled jean pockets, I know you're either not from America or from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true, dude.
Yeah.
Every single restaurant you go to.
Yeah, Tyson.
I never. Every time you go to a restaurant, the chairs are just scratched to shit because of all the bedazzled jean pockets scooting around on the chairs. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
They should have to bring their own seat cover.
They
should. You
got
to be careful when you go to put your hand in your back pocket, because if you miss that pocket, your hand's going to interact with a cheese grater.
Yeah, cut.
Ooh,
so
abrasions.
Yeah, so that stuff, man, I think at some point with fashion, less is more.
Mm-hmm.
In multiples of ways, different ways, like less fancy could also be a thing. Less clothing in general is also, could also be, like if Danny had his shirt off right now, mm-hmm. can you imagine?
How good I'd look? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, bedazzled jeans. I got a pair sending you your way, Danny.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't really matter because I spend so much time in my house. And when I'm not in my house, I'm wearing activity-specific clothing.
Right, pajamas.
So I almost never wear actual, like, the podcast is when I dress up, basically. So I'll wear your bedazzled jeans for the podcast.
Okay.
How often do you go to church? Are we allowed to delve into that?
Oh, yeah, I can wear those to church. I'd love to do that.
You would wear those to church?
Sure. Liz would be so embarrassed.
There a no bedazzled articles of clothing rule at the church?
No, no. You can wear whatever you want. I mean,
you can wear whatever you want, but
you will be judged.
You will definitely be judged harshly.
Not even by God.
By the churchgoers.
No. By the churchgoers.
Yeah.
By God's peeps.
Okay. All right, let's talk about our top story at this hour, of course, that we are at the forefront covering any teen challenges that are going on. Mm-hmm. And it's another big one that's out there in the news.
Is it a big one, though, Rob?
I believe so. The 48-hour challenge. Parents, make sure you talk to your kids about a new
single right
challenge. There's a 48-hour challenge that is encouraging teens to go missing for 48 hours to see if there ends up being people looking for them on social media.
That's a nice way to find out whether or not you're valued.
That is true. It's instead of just being like, we don't know for sure if we'll be able to watch our own funerals, but we can do this and see if people are like, so-and-so is missing. But what if you thought you were pretty cool and nobody even notices you're gone for 48 hours? That could be a real blow.
Yeah.
Like, what if you faked your death and then Tyson comes and gives the eulogy and it's just a scathing attack?
And you're like, person.
What? But by the way, Rob, this challenge is old. This isn't a new, it's a reoccurring challenge. I think I read that it popped up some years ago and that it's now just making a resurgence and they're warning people against
pre-social media?
It.
No.
Social media, definitely. It was like a Facebook thing and a while back. So it's not necessarily new. It's just coming back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also on this article, it cites the Tide Pod Challenge as one of the things that makes them think that this could be dangerous. Remember, the Tide Pod Challenge, two people attempted to eat Tide Pods and realized they weren't.
No, it was more than two.
We read 600 people had gone to the emergency room for eating Tide Pods.
But
we don't know how many did it for the challenge.
Yeah, they were all old people thinking it was ribbon candy.
Mm. Yeah.
But
some hard tack.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a challenge, maybe not. But like stating it like it is actually a challenge now is dangerous. Yahoo Lifestyle, you are the danger here.
Yeah, I ran away once into my backyard.
Yes, what, did you do it just like, to see if people would look for you?
No, I did it because my mom wouldn't give me what I want. Mm-hmm. I vaguely have this memory of running out into the woods and
what did
quickly
you want?
Realizing, I don't even remember what the argument was over, but I was looking at my house. It looked warm, inviting.
It looks
I was
extra
in the woods.
Warm and inviting, huh, when you're
yeah,
out
so I was
there
like,
looking in.
Exactly. So it lasted five minutes.
It wasn't on
challenge.
Pizza night, was it?
It could have been, actually, pizza night.
So, Danny, is the moral of the story here, you've got some rebellious teenager wants to go do the 48-hour challenge. Do you spite them and then not look for them when they're missing for 2 days?
Yeah, like bring in a squatter to take over their room.
Yes. Oh, set that up. Hey, room free.
For rent.
For rent. Like, what? I've been stalking my parents on social media, waiting for them to miss me. And instead,
so perfect. That's so perfect.
Tyson, that's what you would do, right?
Oh, for sure. First of all, what kid's going to go missing for 48 hours as a challenge? Where are they going to go? They're going to go to their best friend's house. That's friend's the only house, place yep. they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else, they'll be like, this isn't really worth it.
Right.
And it's not, it's just, why do we have, it's a Broga thing. It's like two people made a Facebook comment about it, and now all of a sudden it's a national sensation. All the teens are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I understand the implications of it. Like they say, the local law authorities could get tied up and
Tide pods instead of, up.
Yeah, they could get Tide Pods up instead of paying attention to more pressing matters. So I get it, but I also, until we see it actually happening a bunch of times, I don't think we need to write 1,000 news stories on it.
Okay, Tyson, how long should parents wait before posting on social media about a missing kid?
That's the other thing. You have
49 hours.
for just past the 48-hour mark. No, that's the thing, too. It's like, now, if you're a kidnapper, you're like, hey, I got an idea.
I got a 48-hour window.
Yeah. Exactly. So you still have to go as normal. If your kid is missing immediately, you got to start, you know, hunting for them.
Okay.
So that's what makes it tricky is that, I mean, yeah, you could, there's, yeah, I don't know. You can make anything be a challenge. Like, let's see who can go the longest without registering their car. There's
or
a challenge.
See how
for
long
everybody.
You can go without. See how long you go without pooing. Like,
there you go. Yeah, hold that in.
I mean, could we turn this into a positive? Could we get like the News AF challenge going of to see there's a shocking new trend. Teenagers are seeing how many episodes of News AF podcast listen to at a time
in a row. That's true. That's a good idea. Yeah,
without going
the News
to
AF
sleep
challenge. Yeah, we just straight through without
going
to sleep.
Sleep 4 hours
no.
a night.
We got to add something else, like you got to squeeze lemon juice into your eyes every time we say something.
Every time we say something.
Like a certain word, like a word of the day
yeah.
type of a thing.
Yeah.
Every time Danny says huge juicy dong.
I think you'd be okay there.
That's going to be zero. Yeah.
Clear.
That's a safe bet.
How many times that came up?
I mean, in everyday conversation, he says it all the time, but I guess on the podcast, I just haven't noticed whether he's saying it a lot.
It's why I'm unhirable. as an employee.
Maybe Tyson can't even get through a job interview.
Could we get the hot soup bar challenge going where we dare young people to go and get soup at the supermarket?
And eat it, and then they have to film their activities for the next 24 hours to make sure they don't get dysentery.
Oh, I walked by the hot bar just the other day, and I gotta tell you, it was like the siren song calling me to the rocks. I'm like, man, that soup smells so good.
Every time I walk past one now, I think of you. I snapped a picture and put it on the Facebook page last week.
All they need to do is put fans around it so it's blowing out into the store.
Here's the challenge. Why don't we just have people take pictures of soup bars and send them to Danny?
The soup bar challenge.
The soup bar challenge.
Danny, what is the most enticing soup at the soup bar?
I prefer all the creamy soups.
Are you kidding me?
Why is that
true?
Bad? Yes, of course.
Like
creamy.
What?
Broccoli,
like,
creamy mushroom.
Dude, fart soup.
I like clam. Yes, they are fart soups.
You know how easy it is
chowder.
You know how easy it is to hide DNA in a creamy soup?
Oh, it's the easiest of all soups.
You would think
to
so.
Hide
think so.
Body fluids,
okay.
I'm sure.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on and talk about our...
I'm sick now. I don't even know if I can continue.
Our next top story. And of course, News AF, come, you know, hell or high water, we are covering all of the emoji news that happens. We have for years, and we're not going to give up the emoji beat just because we've gotten some negative feedback.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, because emoji can be used for good, but they also can create problems like they are doing right now in our legal system. And Danny, the problem is that in a lot of court cases, it used to be sort of cut and dry. You would have evidence of like, okay, this person said this or sent this message to this person, but now you have lawyers debating the meaning of emoji in criminal court cases.
Let's get this all settled and out of the way, because the emojis seem to be the future of communication.
Yes.
So it's good that we're having these things come up so that we can just kind of create the rules of emoji.
Isn't this crazy that we created the Roman alphabet to get away from petroglyphs and hieroglyphs, etc. Mm-hmm. And now we're reverting back to it. Are we in digression?
Yeah, they had something there, those Egyptians with the pictures. And
yeah, so you think that we're on our way back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it was the better way to communicate. It communicated through all people and time by using pictures. Mm-hmm.
Danny keeps texting me a bunch of emojis. It's a stack of money. Mm-hmm. Washing machine, and that's all.
Stack of money, washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Am I inviting you to become my housekeeper?
Come I thought
my
meant,
house, do my
that's
laundry.
That's the thing. I thought money laundering, but
yes, yeah. See how?
But we don't know.
I think this can be.
Yeah, yeah. See, that was confusing. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think money laundering. Hmm. I was like, oh, Tyson, would you mind coming over doing some cleaning? I will pay you. That's what I thought.
See, so that's what we confusing. Everybody should be communicating in emoji while they have this little loophole in the system where things can be left to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's not just emoji that they have issues where people could claim that they were being sarcastic, or if things have a winky face versus not having a winky face. It could also depend on what type of phone you are sending it to. I think that not every single phone can display the same set of emoji.
Right.
The best part is during the court case, or whatever this case is, they are like, we'd like to bring in an emoji expert. And they bring in like a 14-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. She's like, yes, I could tell you exactly what that means.
Yes.
Chewing gum.
For instance, this emoji that we see in the picture here, Danny, what is it? We have a crown, a high heel shoe, and money. What does that mean something? What are they telling us here? Gosh.
You're a queen. I will give you money if you walk over to my house right now in your high heels.
Prostitution.
That's prostitution? Crown?
Is that prostitution?
I don't know.
Crown, do we know? High heel money?
I read the article and it said that they were trying to crack down on some type of prostitution ring. And so if this is the example, I'm assuming that maybe they at least took a stab at what prostitution would look like in an emoji format.
Yeah.
Look at the
queen.
News.
Queen sexy shoe for cash.
So actually the text that they're discussing in this article is this one, which is from an Israeli court case.
Man, they have to deal with the different language too.
Yes. So in 2017, a couple in Israel was charged thousands of dollars in fees after a court ruled that their use of emoji to a landlord signaled intent to rent the apartment. After sending an enthusiastic text confirming they wanted the apartment, which contained a string of emoji, including the champagne bottle, a squirrel, and a comment, they stopped responding to the landlord's texts and went to rent a different apartment. The court declared the couple acted in bad faith, ruling that icons conveyed great optimism, which led to the plaintiff's great reliance on the defendant's desire to rent his apartment. What does a squirrel and a comment have to do with anything?
Everybody knows that champagne plus squirrel
plus comment
plus comet.
We're not fully also aware of all the customs that they have in Israel. So a squirrel to them is probably a mythical creature.
the happiest mythical creature.
It's like a unicorn to us.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
So we'll see.
You know, this is a thing I sometimes feel when I'm looking at comments on Instagram posts or stuff like this. People are just throwing stuff out at random. I honestly feel like sometimes they just string a bunch of emojis together at random just to kind of like mix things up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that seems like that's what my mom is doing. I'm not sure she necessarily knows even what emoji she's sending out.
Because look, at the beginning of this text, they do a peace sign, two dancing girls with bows on their hair, and then a woman doing like flamingo dancing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah. No, I think flamenco dancing is excited.
That could be excited, but it's all very confusing.
Yeah. And just to revisit the matter of the crown, the high heel, and the money, according to this article, an expert specializing in sex trafficking was called in to testify. He said that the high heels and the bag of money supported the interpretation the defendant was accused of sex trafficking, essentially translating to wear your high heels to come make some money. And another message included the crown emoji, which is meant to signify the pimp is the king.
Wow. Okay, now we know that criminals are only going to be using emojis.
Yeah, only.
Yeah.
Only.
But you have to know what the emoji mean.
No, accordingly, I guess you don't. Just use those to protect yourself and then hope that your client can understand it on the other end.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so emoji, not just fun and games anymore. Coming up in some serious legal battles. Okay.
It was never any of those two things.
And until they come up with... that's the problem, is that they're going to be fluid. It's like slang. It's always ever changing and it's always ahead of the squares. And so like the law is going to be like, okay,
like a 50s
crown
term.
Means this, and this means this, and this means this. Mm-hmm. And then the people will be like, no, eggplant doesn't just mean eggplant and stir fry anymore, guys.
That's right.
Have a secret meaning for it. And then as soon as the law's like, oh, the secret meaning's this, they'll switch it again. So now eggplant means just regular eggplant again. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to keep going there. The law's always going to be a step behind on the interpretation of the emojis.
Hey, forget emoji. We're going to get to legal battles about what was the meaning of that GIF you sent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true. We're on the forefront now. Yeah.
When you sent Michael Scott acting surprise, what did that mean? Okay.
Or the kid doing the slow blink with the I'm not impressed look.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's talk about a sports story, Danny. We recently talked about how Danny has a hard time finding jeans that fit him. Yep. That wasn't until the Quadrosaurus
surfaced. Yeah.
But there is another young man who is struggling right now, and that is this man. He is named Alex Chu. He is a star lacrosse goalie, but... he is no longer able to play lacrosse because he cannot find a helmet that fits his head.
And is certified by the league or whatever, right?
Right.
That's the thing.
Okay. I just only read the headline here because it was from the Boston Globe, and I could not open it without signing up for it.
Because you've read too many articles from the Boston Globe?
You can close that window.
Well, Boston Globe, you lost yourself a customer.
To find the link to close the window. Okay.
So, Tyson, we'll give you the details.
Yeah, right?
I feel like I got all the details.
Yeah, no, he's 6 feet tall, 265 pounds, loves lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him so happy.
Okay.
But he can't
his
play
only
without
joy in life.
Yeah, he can't play without an NCAA-approved helmet.
Which he can't find.
Exactly. His cranium is just too ginormous.
Okay. Here's the deal, dude. Find an NCAA-approved helmet, the biggest one you can find, and then scoop out some of the protective innards till it fits your head.
I would think that he's tried that.
Yeah.
You would think.
Well, because the way his mom talks about it, she's basically saying, this is a quote from his mother, "Nobody can believe the nightmare my son is caught in." By the way, not much of a nightmare. unable to find a proper
first world problems. Come on, man.
Not much of a nightmare. All he wants is to play lacrosse. He's got the dedication. He's got the skills. He just needs the
head. Doesn't have the head.
Yeah.
Look it. If your head's too big to fit in any helmets for to play lacrosse, maybe Call God Candace. Didn't want you.
Yeah.
To play real,
look, his
lacrosse.
Head is so big that they don't even have a headband that fits him. He has to use this.
He has to wear a tape measure.
I saw that. By the way, a big head, that's probably something you want in a goalie. Maybe he should move to hockey.
Yeah, because it blocks a little more surface area of the...
Right. Is that why he's such an effective goalie?
Yeah, every little bit helps, you know?
If I were
this kid, I'd get a custom helmet that is like the size of Darth Helmet's helmet on Spaceballs, just like gigantic, like a huge novelty head running around with that on in front of the goalie, in front of the goal.
Yeah.
I think your visibility would be hindered, but you'd be blocking half the goal with your head.
Yeah. So
I would think that'd be a plus. I mean, if you were the team that had him as a goalie, you'd go out of your way to get him the biggest helmet that would fit him and block three quarters of the goal. Yeah.
With a brain that big, though, don't you think he should probably go into science or something instead of lacrosse?
Yeah. We don't know that his brain is big. It just could be that his skull is big, which means he doesn't need a helmet. Yeah.
He has a 26-inch circumference around.
That looks more like 25 and a half.
25 and a half. I believe, Tyson, that's the same as your waist, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the same as my waist. I think my head is like in the 23 and a half inch range.
Yeah,
maybe.
Should we measure our heads to see?
We should, but I don't have a tape measure on.
I have one here. Somewhere.
But I could tell you what hat size I wear.
Yeah, what hat
that,
size?
That would help you. I think it says right here.
Seven and a quarter. Mm-hmm. No, seven and 5/8 for me, I think.
So this one's a little large. It's 7 3/8.
Okay.
7 3/8.
But I'm telling you, his head is probably the size of my thigh. So if he got a pair of
quadrosauruses and then made a helmet out of the thigh of the jeans.
Well, he could use those as his sweatband.
So that your head is, if you're 7 3/8, that's 23 1/8 inches. I mean, you're only 2 inches less than this guy.
That's a lot. 2 inches is a lot.
It's like the,
that does seem like a lot.
That's a lot. Skull and head.
It's one pinch emoji less.
Yeah, but look at the biggest hats they make.
What's like the biggest hat they make? Can the guy get a hat?
Find out what hat size his 25 and a half inch head would be. It's going to be like a 9.
Let's see. Hat size. Double XL? Something like that.
Double XL? No. Probably like a... 8 3/4 or a 9 or something.
25-inch head is going to be a size 8 hat. But they don't know if they make a bigger hat than that on the normal.
Oh, okay. So you're saying they don't make a bigger hat than the head size he has that he's displaying?
Snapback?
No, snapbacks don't have enough snaps. My dad has a big head.
Yes. Okay. Couldn't you put a paper clip in with the last snap?
You could. My dad never wears hats because his head is too big for hats.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time in high school, he had just come from work to a swim meet and he was like, hey, can I wear your hat in? Cause I am pretty disheveled from work on my hair's messy and stuff. And I was like, well, no one cares about messy hair, but if you care, then yeah, here's my hat. And he had to unbuckle all of the snaps on it and just leave it open.
This kid could do himself a favor by shaving his hair because that always helps.
Yeah.
You know, that'll size it down a little bit.
That will, but not enough, dude.
Could he
what
do
he
any-
needs to do
what?
Is get one, go to, so usually if you go to like a pediatrician, right next to it is those head shaper mold things for babies.
But they don't have make one that's big enough.
And but it's listen, too late for him.
No, it's not. Put a really snug one on that can tighten. That like tightens manually and then do it like the wires on braces. Just snug it up a quarter inch and let it sit there. It'll push everything down like into his face.
Like
and
those South American tribes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on to see if we can find
a helmet. Please do.
Yeah.
Why is he so happy in this picture where he's measuring his head? He's not playing lacrosse right now. He should be miserable.
I think he's head shaming the rest of us.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. What emoji would we use for extremely big head?
Yeah. How would we communicate this story in just emojis?
A pumpkin.
Yes, a pumpkin.
Yeah. So
okay.
We'll see. Nobody can find a helmet. So we'll
if
see.
You say nobody, then somebody takes the challenge. Is like, oh yeah, I'll find one. So let's put it out there. Nobody has the capabilities, the means, or the class to find this man a regulation helmet to play lacrosse in. There we go. Somebody's going to probably Facebook him in a little bit.
Do they have helmets for other sports? Like, do they have a motorcycle helmet or a football helmet?
Those aren't regulation. Those aren't regulation.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's not specifically made for lacrosse.
Yeah, it's like doing a bike race in a batter cage helmet, dude. You can't do that.
Okay.
I'd like to see it.
All right.
It would be funny.
So we'll keep you updated if we have any more news about the Alex's helmet. Okay.
You have him in an RSS feed now.
This is a big story that we have to talk about.
This is not a big story. This is an old idea.
This is an old idea?
That will never happen.
This is an old idea?
How can you say that, Tyson?
I've heard people talk about selling chunks of the U.S. before to pay off the national debt.
Look, we got the Louisiana purchase from a desperate France. So,
all right. So, you don't know what a country will do. Let's just set this up for the podcast listeners. So, there is a change.org petition right now of some fiscally concerned U.S. citizens who have an idea to try to start to pay down some of the United States' $22 trillion deficit. And what they're thinking is that why don't we take the state of Montana and sell it to Canada?
This Montana is beautiful.
Primo southern real estate for Canada. Mm-hmm. And we could sell this. And now at first I was intrigued, but then we're only getting $1 trillion. That's the asking price for.
Yeah.
Is this a good
in a 22 in a $22 trillion?
Yeah. And by the way,
nothing.
That $1 trillion will not be spent to pay down the debt. It'll go to a million other programs. It won't ever go to the debt.
The thing is that there's always debt. There's always going to be debt. We're never paying it off. No. The United States is the only person. And it's not technically a person, I guess, if you are really getting technical. But the United States is the only person that to its creditors can just be like, so sorry, Charlie. And everybody's like, oh, okay.
Here's the thing. They're out of all the states,
like, can you imagine if you did that with your student loans?
Out of all the states we could sell, Montana's a pretty great state.
I mean,
feel like we've got others we can offer.
More states together, Danny?
Yeah, but let's leave Montana out of it. It's got Glacier National Park. It's got a lot of...
You can still visit that. You just have to go into Canada.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be part of your country.
No, Tyson, because the convenience of visiting Montana kind of disappears if I have to cross a border. So I kind of like the idea of having that.
Does it, though?
Yes, it does. And
how so?
Well, I got to take my passport, which I'm likely to forget. Because I'm I'm just going to Montana. I've been there before. Okay. I don't just my driver's license.
That's one thing.
That's one huge thing if I'm driving 12 hours to Glacier National Park and I can't go there because I've forgotten my passport.
Maybe they do a thing where like you're still allowed in Montana without a passport for a certain amount of time. Because all these people that live in Montana become Canadian citizens. It's never going to work. The U.S. is never going to give up any land mass.
Now, hold on, Tyson.
Here's what we need to do.
Idea. Over 7,926 people have signed this petition already.
So it's a law?
It's already a Canadian law. My question is, do you think that this was started by Canada? Oh, hey, let's start a petition so we get a sweet asking price of just $1 trillion for Montana.
Not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. Why don't we just do something like...
go on?
I don't know.
I was waiting. You were about to solve the national debt. This is
About to solve the national debt. Anytime somebody super, super, super rich gets divorced, they have to pay a divorce tax.
Okay.
Oh, not the drop in the bucket. Still not going to go to the debt.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, if the country was really focused on solving the national debt, yeah, it would be solved. But the problem is that instead, the president is like, let's spend more money on building this wall. Let's spend more money here. And every president's going and every politician is just excited to spend more money. Nobody's really interested on paying off the debt.
Yeah, it's, I love spending other people's money. It's actually right. One of the most pleasurable things you can do.
Feels so good, yes. Dude, when they're like, here's your budget.
There's not a lot of ideas on either side of the aisle about trying to cut down the deficit. Everybody is excited to spend money.
Why don't we just absorb Canada?
Well, I don't know. Why doesn't Canada make us an offer for more stuff? Yeah. Let's talk about it. I mean, we're just talking.
Let's bring it to the table.
Let's see. Do you think that Montana is just the bait to get them to talk about something else?
Maybe they want Alaska because they're like, look, you're separated. You're not even connected. But we'll take Alaska off your hands.
Make us an offer.
Yeah.
What do you want?
So
just talking.
Both of those are great states, though. I say we keep them.
So Danny wants to keep Montana.
I do.
And you got to keep Alaska, A, for its strategic position on Russia.
Go. Okay.
And also because it is also beautiful. Look, land is a thing you want to keep. Land is worth more than any of the money you're going to get for it if the country stays in existence. So it's not going to matter. And Danny's right. It's like no matter what you do, even if we like did that 90% wealthy tax on people like it has been proposed, that money still isn't going to. That's just going to the corporate fat cats and the hoo-haws sitting on the hill in Washington. That's not going anywhere else.
Yeah. How do the people of Montana feel about this?
They don't want the hassle.
They don't have the internet. They don't even know that this is happening.
Is that what it is?
I mean, hey, some of them might say, "Hey, this is a sweet deal." I get
it could be actually get citizenship. They would probably get dual citizenship.
The people in Montana, you mean, right?
Yeah, if you lived in Montana, then part of the deal would be that you'd get dual citizenship. I would move to Montana immediately to acquire dual citizenship.
Oh. Yeah. So do you think that this is just a scam from the people in Montana to drive up the real estate prices, Tyson?
It could be. Yeah. I mean,
you get a lot of people like, that's it. I'm moving to Canada. It's like, hey, well, we just move to Montana.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And then you're going to get dual citizenship. So then whatever happens, you're going to at least have one passport that people aren't going to kidnap you for.
You could be that one state that the whole anti whatever president's being elected crowd is like, I'm moving to Canada if he gets elected or she gets elected. Then you offer Montana is like, hey, this is an in between the bridge state that where you're not.
It's a neutral zone.
Yeah, it's a neutral zone. It's like the Switzerland of North America.
Hey, that could be a good state.
Yeah,
slogan.
I like that.
Come to Montana, the neutral zone.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. So we'll see if that offer gets up. So almost 8,000 people have signed.
That doesn't seem like a lot,
so
by the way.
Tiny. Yeah, not a lot of people seemingly are on board with this idea.
They didn't even know Montana was a state. They're like, wait, we have a state named Montana? Where is it? Yeah. I thought that was Canada. That's probably what they say when they see it on the map.
Yeah. So, well, how come Montana got picked and not like North Dakota?
North Dakota has some oil. We're going to want to
hold on. They could do it in a bundle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, Montana probably has oil too, but we haven't ripped it to shreds yet.
Mm-hmm. Like, how come Maine didn't get picked?
Maine can be beautiful. They got lobster. They just fought a lobster war with Canada, so there's bad blood there.
They have lighthouses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the story. There was a lot of airline stories this week, but...
Is this the bad passenger of the week?
What are we going to say? There was a woman and she was horrible on a flight. I don't know what's left to say.
Nah, we've covered it all. We know they exist.
She was being crazy.
It happens weekly.
She was a little bit like a cross of a worst airline passenger of the week with Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Catch Me Outside, she's taking off. I know we talked about this.
Yeah.
Still?
Oh my, she just had the highest rated show on Snapchat with over 10 million views within 24 hours. She's making millions of dollars. So, the world is a strange place.
Yeah. Nope. She's in. She's never leaving.
She's latched on to the teat of American entertainment.
Yeah. Okay. Then in this flight, passengers were looking for maybe Samuel L. Jackson to show up as on board this flight. A giant scorpion was spotted coming out of the overhead bin.
It looks big.
That's a terrifying scorpion, by the way.
Q Tyson with his head flashlight to come and investigate this one.
Yeah, I would have. This is what I would have done here. It looks like there's people around that are not getting out of their seats. So that's what makes it dangerous.
That's what I thought about.
But if you could get the people to clear their seats, I would knock it down with my hat and then squish it.
Yeah.
Gross.
Okay. How do you squish it?
Yeah, that sounds
brutal.
That
thing's like the size of a lobster.
Yeah, yeah, that is. No, that's a land lobster right there. That thing's huge.
You can squish them pretty
easy. That thing is scary. That's one of the scarier looking scorpions. It's black. It's big. It's
No, I don't disagree with any of you, but I think that you knock it down and give it a good old squish.
I don't know if I could squish something like that. It's got an exoskeleton, right? And it's going to be loud. It's going to be juicy. I can only squish things that are small and soft.
Like what?
Like a fruit fly, maybe a graduate up to a fly. But this is massive. This is like stomping something to death.
Are you going to be a hero or
maybe we can get one of those lacrosse helmet prototypes? We can like put it over it.
Squash. Also, Tyson, do you have footwear qualified for stomping on a scorpion? Because that stinger looks nasty.
I've stomped on scorpions before.
Yeah, but how do you avoid like a reflexive sting? Yeah, 12 incher.
The sting doesn't go through the sole of your shoe.
I don't know. It could hit your ankle. You're in a tight space. You misjudge it.
You stomp so that. The only thing you have to make sure to cover with the sole of your shoe is the tail.
Oh my gosh. I think there's better ways to handle this.
What? Tell me. You tell me.
Just take a guy's laptop, the guy who's watching porn, and smash it with his laptop. Two birds with one stone.
That's the same thing. That's almost the same thing.
No, it's not. Because it's not attached. You're stomping it with an appendage.
What if you're wearing your Doc Martens that you like to wear, the lace-up ones that go halfway up your
shin? You take some Greyhounder's laptop. And you throw it on
is
top.
Is that
you're
more
not
dangerous than the scorpion, though?
Touching the laptop?
Yes. Yeah. Wash your hands immediately afterwards. But I feel like that's a better solution than trying to stomp it with your foot when it's going to sting you right in the
ankle. Rinse your hands with the scorpion venom. That'll kill all the germs
that
from
will
the,
kill everything.
The Greyhounder's laptop.
Yeah. Scorpion venom is the most expensive venom in the world. We already know that. So if there's a way you could catch the scorpion and just milk it for all it's worth,
right?
No, it's not, but it's apparently has a bunch of substances in it that science is trying to study.
So now your new solution is to pin it down, milk its venom.
Milk its venom.
Kill it.
Yeah. Or harvest it to keep milking it.
Yeah. This was on a flight into Indonesia on Lion Air. So not a U.S. flight.
No, I wouldn't imagine, unless it originated in Arizona.
Okay, Google. How much is a gallon of scorpion venom worth?
She's not going to know. Whoa.
Did you hear that?
Did I hear $39 million?
Per gallon.
That's how you pay off the national debt. You go to Arizona, you just milk the living hell out of all the scorpions.
We're starting a scorpion milking operation down here.
Why have we not all moved to Arizona?
Are there scorpions in Montana? Was that sort of the long con?
Zero.
There is zero. But here's the thing is... A scorpion puts out such little venom. That's why it's worth so much, because it's impossible to collect a gallon. They're studying it for science, and there's a lot of extract stuff that they use it for.
So
maybe.
So Tyson, how many times do you have to milk this specific scorpion to get a gallon?
That one you have to do probably four times.
Four times to get a gallon. Okay. All right. And then, good news, Star Wars fans. Lightsaber dueling is officially recognized as a sport in France.
Yeah, get out those lightsabers that don't exist yet.
And what do you do, Tyson? Oh, well, I'm the national champion in France of lightsabering.
I thought this was up there with, like, college sports when they have Quidditch as an option.
Yeah.
You know,
This is the LARPing, but it's now nationally recognized by the Federation. It has its own sports federation. What is it? The French National Lightsaber Association?
So look at the pictures. They are all geared up. They have, it looks like fencing, but with pretend lightsabers.
Yeah, the plastic ones that are telescoping in and out.
Yeah, that my kids have that break within 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
By the way, I read something a long time ago that said if you touch two lightsabers together, it would cause an explosion that would destroy everyone nearby. Yeah.
You do know that lightsabers are not real,
right? I know they're not real. They're saying if you could create that kind of force. And I can't remember the science behind it. Like to generate a light source that could do what a lightsaber does.
I think that's fake news, Danny.
I'm just repeating science. Look, it's not real, okay? Lightsabers are not real. But if you
sounded like you were stating about everything as being real till we called you on your BS, and now you're siding with us.
That is propaganda that you're confusing out there, Danny.
Yeah, you're confusing me and my muddled explanation as fake news. But if you went out and you did the research, I'm sure there's a scientist out there who's saying if you could produce this amount of energy,
the Jedi High Council would not allow that to happen, Danny.
Yeah, come on, Danny.
You know what, guys? I'm moving to France, and I'm joining this group.
To prove it to us?
Finally, I can be with
people
be
the first.
Who don't judge me for my bedazzled jeans or my my giant thighs. These are my people. Do you think these people make those noises while they fight?
Yeah. I bet they're maybe programmed into the swords.
The lightsabers that make those noises.
Yeah.
Whoa. I spent $400 on his lightsaber and body
armor.
Does
he build his own?
No, there must be someone out there producing it. That's expensive.
Yeah. Is this all ploy by Lucasfilm to sell more lightsabers,
Oh,
Danny?
My gosh, probably. They've got their fingers in everything.
Oh, that's not a regulation lightsaber. You need the official Lucasfilm $400 lightsaber if you want to compete.
I wouldn't be surprised if we went to the whatever it's called Light and Magic Studios and they're milking Venom from Scorpions. They're making lightsaber toys. They're in everything everywhere.
Here's how the sport will work. Two fighters enter a circle marked in tape. And then a hit on the head or body, you get 5 points. A leg or an arm hit, you get 3 points. Hitting a hand is worth only 1 point, even though both Anakin and Luke Skywalker lost hands to lightsabers in their respective. You would think that would be valuable.
No, because they lost their hand, but they were still able to be victorious even after the lost hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think the lost hand does not seal the deal.
Can you use the force?
Yeah,
you can try.
Got it.
I'm sure they're trying.
Oh my gosh, I guarantee you they're trying.
That is allowed. Do you need a regulation helmet, Tyson?
I mean, they probably started with no helmets allowed, but
Anakin Skywalker, and then then he got a helmet.
Yes, exactly. As the sport progresses, like much like skiing, like you watch old school skiers, they didn't even know the word helmet. Now, every time somebody goes out skiing, they're wearing helmets nonstop. They won't even touch a ski without their helmet. Right, okay. Danny?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I just typed in what happens when two lightsabers touch.
Okay, and it sent you to a pornographic website.
Which felt kind of wrong. I'm going to be totally honest.
Your dad's on a watch list now.
So, yes, I'm reading the article from Scientific American, by the way. It sounds legit.
Yeah, but who's the author? That's what we need to decide.
All it says is George at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
George Lucas?
I'm trying to find out what happens when you touch someone else's lightsaber with your own. And
what's the emoji for two lightsabers touching?
And is this happening in a public restroom?
No.
Greyhound bus?
In France, in northern France. Okay. I can't get through the article because there's so many pop-ups that I'm actually unable to read the article, but it sounds
you are at an advantage right now. You could pretty much just be like, oh yeah, I was right, guys. It's right here. Okay, close the article. Never look that up.
No, I am sure I'm right. I'm just trying to find the bits.
You're sure you're right that somebody said that would happen? Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you, but would that actually happen? That's where we may be.
Well, this is what this article is discussing, the possibility of building such a power source, and then what would happen if you touched someone someone else's lightsaber with yours.
So you think that we're going to revert in military capabilities from guns and missiles and stuff to now hand-to-hand lightsaber combat?
No, no, never. But what if you could create a plasma, like
we're going to have
like
a Jedi
laser,
army?
Plasma laser that shoots through things. Look,
a Jedi army.
No, no, but what a look. Oh my gosh, how is this gone?
Consistent with the views of the Jedi.
Look, guys, all I'm saying, if you touch lightsabers, if they were real, you couldn't even have sword fights because everybody would die. That's all I'm trying to say, that these people don't even understand the basic physics.
It sounds like you don't understand the basic physics of a lightsaber.
I don't.
This is why you can't watch the Star Wars movies and just be happy that they're entertaining. Right. It just bothers Daddy
so much. It's not possible. You could not connect.
Look, but you expect me to believe.
Oh my gosh.
What could happen?
With the Chinese star thing? Yeah,
right,
for sure.
I can't even read this article. It's too long. You guys are talking at me. I'm just going to assume that I'm right because that's what we do as humans. Screw you guys.
All right, before we get to Danny and DBH, let me take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode of News AF. Those are friends over at hairclub.com because, look, your confidence is important. And sometimes one change can make all the difference. Hair Club knows this, and that's why they're inviting you to become part of the Hair Club family. That's nice. To see how getting the most out of your hair can change your life. They understand the emotions that you're feeling and questions that you might have. Hair Club is the leader in total hair solutions with a legacy of success for over 40 years. So whether you're looking to revitalize the growth of your own hair or to learn more about the latest proven methods for hair replacement or restoration, Hair Club's professionally trained stylists, hair health experts, and consultants will craft a personalized solution to ensure that you feel your best and get the most out of your hair. You know, that think about how great you'll feel when you say, like, I can't even put on this helmet. I have so much hair. Do they even make a big enough helmet for me to fit all of my hair in here? You can see for yourself just how powerful great hair can be when you are check out hairclub.com. A lot of men struggle with the emotion of hair loss, and Hair Club is the solution to many of the problems that you're facing. Go to hairclub.com/RHAP today for a free hair analysis and a free take-home hair kit valued at over $300. That's hairclub.com/RHAP for a free hair analysis and the free hair care kit. hairclub.com/RHAP. Experience your hair and your life at its best only with Hair Club. We're certain that you're going to love the club. Danny, are you too shook to take us to your bolt hole today?
Honestly, I don't know if I could go there. I mean, I feel like you guys have been attacking me over this lightsaber science. They just don't even know anymore.
Okay. Wait, so for sure it's science?
It's from Scientific American. Of course it's science. Okay, yes, go. Take me. Play the song, because I feel like you're going to ambush me.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. So good. That actually did calm me down. I feel like I'm recentered. That song always helps. I was going to go over the chart of the tastiest fries, according to LA Times. They've put out a list of the official fast food fries chart. I mean, who do you think is at the top of the list for better texture, better taste, up there in that quadrant?
I have no idea. I think it's very subjective.
It is very subjective, but I think generally we all accept one type of French fry as being at least in the upper level.
Was it fast food chain or type of fry?
Fast food. Only fast food.
No, I don't have a guess.
McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's. Okay.
Yeah. The Steak and Shake. The one I didn't appreciate was Del Taco, which is really hit and miss. Del Taco can put out a good fry, but 9 times out of 10, it's a soggy mess.
Oh, yeah. But when they are on, Del Taco's fries are on.
Yeah. When they're on point, they're delicious. Another one I don't agree with is Dairy Queen. I feel like they have got a terrible track record. And at the bottom of the list for worst taste and worst texture is In-N-Out.
I like In-N-Out.
Yeah,
fries.
Which I feel like they belong more in the middle. So very subjective, as Rob said.
So how fast foody is this getting? Is Smashburger on there?
You know, they don't have it. I think it has to be a bigger chain than that.
Okay.
But what I really want to talk about is the science of lightsaber plasma technology. Okay, yes, lightsabers are real, and we should start teaching lightsaber fencing right now so we're prepared when the technology becomes available.
Okay, great. And they will be our first line of defense against...
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, can I launch into this? Are we ready?
Launch. Okay. Please, launch.
Okay, good. I don't want to have that. So anyway, dad's always looking for ways to bond with their kids. And in China, they think a dad may have taken it too far. Video shows this dad towing his kid behind the car in a tube on a snowy road. And now he's under investigation, which, as we know in China, is no small thing. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, you could be put on all sorts of lists. Your citizenship score goes way down. All of that in an attempt to bond with his kids. And I thought, you know what? The road, you can see the video. The road is completely empty. The only dangerous thing is that there appears to be only a trace of snow. So if the kid falls off the tube, he's going to have to go to a Chinese hospital. Mm-hmm. And I guess another thing is that this is probably his only kid. And you do wonder whether or not you should be taking risks with your only child, you know, that are like this. But other than that, I feel like as a dad, I'm always looking for ways, you know, to spend time with my kids that I can enjoy. And the man should be applauded for being creative, getting out
so
there.
So he took an inner tube and drove and took the kids sledding, and now is being investigated for this because it was too dangerous. But there was no signs of abuse other than he was doing something dumb.
Yeah. I mean, he's just towing a kid around on a snow covered road on an empty road.
Right.
It sounds like you're pro this, Danny. I am anti this. Do you know how many kids get mutilated and destroyed being dragged behind a car like this?
I was dragged behind cars, four-wheelers.
Yes.
I've ridden furniture down hills with wheels attached to them.
Yes.
So it's like I survived. You know, you roll the dice every day you go out. Here's an experience that they're having together that's pretty cool. The kid will always remember. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the footage, they're not going that fast, and the road is completely empty. Where's the harm, Tyson? I mean, there's lots of potential harm, but where's the harm?
Yeah, I mean, you constantly watch videos of sleds wrapping around like poles on the side of the road.
But those fail videos, 9 times out of 10, they're kids with kids.
Oh, so 90%? You're saying 90%? That's science? More science?
Yeah, that's science. Scientific American right there. Kay. Here we have a dad who has some degree of maturity. You know, he's maintaining the speeds. He's making sure oncoming traffic doesn't get too close to his only child.
Oncoming traffic?
I see in one picture there is oncoming traffic, but that's just one picture. In most of the video, it's completely empty.
Okay. No. So he's not even in like an empty parking lot or anything.
No. He's on the road. I think this is a great activity. All right.
Have you done it
I don't
with
see
your
kids? The harm. I will when they get a little bit older. Look, I go skiing with my kids. They could just as easily fall off the lift, get hit by some crazy out of control snowboarder. This seems safer than that.
Okay.
Look, you got to do what you could do, right? As parents, as dads trying to connect with your kids.
Why can't you just take them to a sledding hill?
Maybe there's not.
That's connecting.
That's not connecting with your kids. No, this is different. You go to a million sledding hills. How many times did dad pull you behind the car on a tube?
And then
those
you
are the moments you remember.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't ever have a conversation during that time. You're just like, yeah, he was up there and we were back there in the danger zone and he was totally safe.
Look, this is the memory he's going to need when his dad disappears.
That's what we need to investigate. Was he wearing his seatbelt? If so,
do the 48-hour challenge?
Well,
no,
if dad was wearing his seatbelt, then now we've got an issue because he's protecting himself while not protecting his kids. But if he's like, and I'm not going to wear my seatbelt, so if anything happens, we're all going to get
hurt. It's a suicide pact. No, the dad's probably going to disappear and go end up, you know, as a forced labor camp at like an Apple phone factory somewhere. I think that's what happens when your citizen score gets too low.
Yeah.
But I just, you know what? They're having fun. It seems pretty safe.
So as long as everyone's having fun.
Yeah, fun is the key factor.
Okay. All right, Danny, anything else in the bolt hole this week?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Just those two things.
All right. Well, we learned a lot today about lightsabers, the Force, snow.
I feel like you guys didn't learn anything about the lightsaber. I tried to educate you. I even pointed to an article.
Montana.
Yeah. No, I have that in my head now, Danny. So if it does end up being true, if I end up bumping into Charlie or whoever wrote the article, and he's like states that to me, I can be like, oh, huh. Hmm. Yeah. There was always a possibility it was true because my friend Danny told me.
Yes. But, that's all I want is for you to say that.
Okay. That you're my friend.
Well, that there's a possibility I was right.
Oh, okay.
I like to hear that. Those words are great.
Tyson, did we get any reviews after last week's critically acclaimed episode of News AF?
I'm going to check in right now.
News
I can't
AF.
Imagine.
News to subscribe to our dedicated feed or leave us feedback and reviews in the iTunes Apple Podcast Store.
Yes, we will go to the most recent review. Mm-hmm. So that should bring us to all the ones we got last week.
Yes.
We didn't get January 25th. It was our latest review.
Must have been a glitch in the internet. So I'm sure that lots of people posted and then they got deleted by
this. So I can read this one. This is by Super Nikki 13. Three heroes, 5 stars. In a world where
Nikki.
In a world where confused millennials, wine Pringle cans, and promiscuous robots control the universe, universe, three men risk it all to rise above to provide the hard-hitting news. With Rob's fantastic puns, Tyson's out-of-the-box takes, and Danny's accurate analysis of the attractiveness of past and current bachelors, there is nothing they cannot report on. Their only weaknesses... ghost peppers, Christmas time, and soup buffets.
That's true.
Don't be a Greyhounder. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Great review.
Are you guys caught up on The Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Okay, well, could we tell you that? Could you guys explain what's going on to me? Can I give a spoiler warning? Could you give me the quick
warning?
A lot of people are really beside themselves about The Bachelor right now.
Because they felt like certain individuals should have been kicked off the show
I don't know. It's just a standard. Like, I was never excited about Colton being The Bachelor anyways. They could have chosen somebody far more entertaining than him.
Just in case anybody's... Bachelor spoiler.
We haven't said any spoilers yet.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I won't do any spoilers, but it's the same thing every time, right? As we narrow down to the final group of women or men, there are people there who are vying to become the next bachelor or bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And one of the jobs, other than finding love of the person in the show, is to find out who those people are and eliminate them before they get into the final three. That's
before
where
they get
we
too
are
much
on
traction.
This episode. Exactly. So he's had people come forward in this episode and the last saying these two people are trying to become the bachelorette. That's the only reason they're in here. And it's a pretty common.
So there's like moles on The Bachelor?
Yeah. No, so they police themselves. It's much like if you joined a religion or something, like the eye in the sky doesn't come and tell you. Big Brother doesn't come in.
So some of the women come to The Bachelor and they say, hey, look.
They're here for the wrong reasons. That's their classic wording. They're here for the wrong reason.
Yeah, here for the wrong reason. But I think they specifically said they were here to become the next bachelorette. Mm-hmm.
And does that make Colton mad?
Of course. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, he didn't get rid of either of those. He got rid of somebody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's just I don't envy his position. I mean... who would want to figure out the minds of anybody on a show like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how you guys did on Survivor, but it's even worse on The Bachelor.
I think
Survivor
is a lot less fun too, Tyson, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Than The Bachelor, Bachelorette?
Yeah.
It depends on who you are as The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Survivor is pretty fun. It's a fun game to play.
Yeah, but there's almost...
You said it was hard. You came back and said it was super freaking hard.
Mm-hmm. Who did?
So I don't think to be the bachelor or bachelorette would be difficult. I'm not downplaying.
Yeah, especially when you're Colton and he's like so religious that he's a virgin still at 42.
He's not a virgin for religious reasons. He's stated that several times.
I know, but I wanted to put it out there. Yeah. He was focused on coitus with his football. Is that what you're saying, Rob?
No, stop. He doesn't do that.
He was focused. I think that the moment passed, and then everybody gets more experienced than you. It's a little bit harder to join the game. Mm-hmm.
So you think that's what it was?
Oh, I feel like that's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Do you think he's really a virgin?
Well, are we going off on a tangent here? Is this becoming a Bachelor show?
Yeah, like that's the thing. Is he really even a virgin? That's what we don't know.
You think he's lying about it?
I think he's lying.
Seems to have gotten a lot of publicity about it.
There'd be too many people out there willing to spill the truth. It's too high level.
It would be counterintuitive, right? Where there's a guy out there, like good looking guy out there. It's like, hey, I'm a virgin.
Plus, he's dated some very famous women who would have no problem outing him.
Mm-hmm. Right. But isn't it like what Justin Timberlake used to do, like in a long time ago?
Yeah. Hey, Cameron Diaz, I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Hey, me and Britney Spears, we are not hooking up.
Yeah.
But we wear Kevin denim. Federline has no problem admitting to it. I mean,
we wear denim on denim all the time.
I guess it's an old trick. All right. Yeah. There you go. All right.
Old trick, new faces.
News AF this week. Do we have any hashtag suggestions? We didn't do any hashtags recently.
No. We got to be in the mental state to remember.
Hashtag lightsaber science.
Lightsaber science. Hot soup bar.
The hot soup bar challenge.
Hot soup bar challenge. Remind us again, what is the hot soup bar challenge?
Tyson just said it was taking pictures of it, which doesn't seem like much.
And tagging Danny.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's probably best case scenario for the hot soup challenge. So let's go with that. All right.
You think they should eat hot soup until they get sick?
That would be fine also. That'd be fine also. All right. Danny Bryson at Danny Bryson. Tyson Apostles at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Sestrino. We'll be back a regular time on our Tuesday schedule next week. Once again, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Special thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of Rob as a Podcast. Every car comes with its share of stories, that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then just answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much is going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas.